KFI AM 640. It is the Conway Show. And it's time for Employee of the Month.
Oh, yeah.
And it's somebody on the show. It could be Mark Thompson, who's with us tonight.
I'm only here. If it would be me, that really lowered the bar.
Well, I have the envelope sitting right in front of me. I've had it since last night. I'm tempted to open it.
Oh, and there's a drum roll, too. Huh?
Well, before we do the drum roll, let's take a breather here.
Hold the drum roll.
I got to stretch this out. We have no more material after this.
No, of course. Let the man stretch.
So, last night, I had asked Gina and Bellio, Angel and Mondo. I didn't ask him because he wasn't here. But if you were to do a small, maybe one or two line acceptance speech, and I'd like to hear those speeches before, because Angel's convinced Angel's going to win. Gina is 100% convinced that Gina's going to win because not only she thinks she's going to win, but she has her mom and her 10 or 11 bridge friends over tonight. Yeah. They're all listening on iHeartRadio. And you said it would be devastating if you lost?
Humiliating.
Humiliating.
They're all gathered around the radio, waiting to pop the champagne, the Martinellis.
And I didn't say this. I mean, Mark, you may not have heard this last night, but I said, hey, Bellio, what if Angel wins? And what was your response, Bellio?
I will quit.
Yes. That's why I have to win.
Test me, God. Angel. Just test me.
That was a great read on that line. I love it.
Thank you, Mark.
Oh, my God. That was great.
There's so much honesty in it.
Yeah. It came from the heart. Exactly. That's why.
So, and it's just a big cue and quit. I'll quit. Mm. All right. It might be Mark. I imagine it's Mondo, though. Right? I mean, wouldn't a guy at a, you know, heart transplant.
Wait a minute. Well, Mondo hasn't been Employee of the Month yet?
No. Not never.
Oh, yeah. That's
surprising, right?
Okay. Now, wait a minute.
Watch
him. We should bet on this. We have to bet on this.
Yeah. Oh, I know. We should bet on it.
That's not allowed.
No, I think you can bet on it. Sure. There's no rules about what you can bet.
Okay, so yeah. Mondo he'd be the favorite, right? So Mondo
he's
would be
chalk.
What?
Yeah, 1-1.
Really? Even money. Okay.
Yeah. I think Bellio might be like a 4-1 because she does a lot of backstabbing of other employees and does a lot of political stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Behind the scenes.
Wow. Lots of that.
I don't know if that's the description she wants, but all right. Bellio is 4-1.
I'll take it.
Calling people like, hey, honey, who are you voting for this month? You know, that kind of crap. Angel's
about... I was campaigning.
It's campaigning. I bet Angel's like 8-1 because she doesn't really care and doesn't do any of that. And she's got her own thing going on. I'd say 8-1.
Yeah, I think Angel's a longer shot. I agree.
And I'd say Gina is probably about, I don't know, like 50,000-1.
No, come on.
No, I don't think so. It's funny you put it that high.
I am beloved. How dare you, Mark?
No, I'm saying that he put it too high, meaning that he put it, you know, he made it too much of a long shot.
Oh, thanks. Sorry, I don't know anything about betting.
Okay.
Oh, so like if somebody would, if they put a dollar on you, they'd win $50,000.
I find that to be fairly insulting. That seems like would be considered a long shot, Tim?
Yes,
like an impossibility.
Got it.
And then it would be actually about the same
chance of you getting hit in that booth tonight by lightning twice.
Really?
But I'll make you feel better. Tim would be an even longer shot than you.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, because I'm not eligible.
Right.
Oh, you're not. Yeah. Okay,
so that makes you probably feel better.
Okay. Well,
All right, so here we go, gang.
Mondo goes off at even. Bellio's 4-1 against 8-1 on Angel, and Gina, Tim thinks, is off the board.
Right. All right, Mondo, do you want to say a few words? Maybe a premature acceptance
preemptive
speech?
I just want to say thank you. I appreciate all your votes. I'm very thankful for everything, you know, going through a – finding out I have cancer and then dealing with a heart transplant and then a kidney transplant and then recovering from all of that, those transplants, having multiple blood transfusions just to stay alive and be a part of the show. mainly to stay alive for the show because I live for this show.
Laying it on a little thick.
And ding dong with that award. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm going to put this award next to my other ones. Oh, I don't have any other ones. But I'm going to put next
to your blue ribbon.
Oh, next to my blue ribbons, of course. I'm going to make a case next to it so it's right next to my blue ribbons. And I can't wait to polish it, you know.
All right, two things on that speech.
Yeah.
One is you left out the fact that you were in a hospital for 3 months with COVID and you had no visitors.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And two, I've known you probably, I don't know, 13 or 14 years?
Yeah, and you've been such an inspiration to me, Tim. Thank you so much.
Well, it was such an inspiration that this is the very first time I've ever heard you say ding dong. So that's quite an effect I've had on you.
Wow. He was keeping track.
Yeah, well, you sort of do. All right, so Gina Grad?
Yeah.
A few words?
Yeah. Well, I'd like to thank the Academy of Evening Show Broadcasting for this incredible honor. I couldn't do it without all the little people. All you little people know who you are. You're little, so I'm not going to thank you. So thanks.
You don't have any transplants you want to reference in your...
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Any transplants?
Healthy as a horse.
That had to come from Mark, right? Yeah. Hey, Gina, any transplants you'd like to belt out there?
Right. You know, the last guy had a bunch of transplants to mention. You're a couple of transplants short,
That's true.
Hey, any filler on the face there or anything going on there?
Well, thank you. Wrestling.
All right. Angel Martinez.
I would just like to take this opportunity to thank all the very many highly intelligent people that casted their vote my way. Mm. And there's a reason why all you smart people voted for me.
Okay.
Because you know what's going on.
That's pretty cool. I smell a letdown.
Thanks and stuff, everybody. And Balio, there's a few boxes I left for you in the hallway. Why don't you just start packing now?
That would be, man, would that be something else?
Yeah.
If Angel wins and Bellio's like, I've got to go through with it. Like, where are you going? Denver, maybe?
I'll do it.
I'll go back to the rock pile. All right.
I'll do it.
Bellio, any
words? I just want to say that I will quit if I don't win.
Now, it's not just if I win, it's if you don't win.
Wow.
Because no one is deserving of it.
There are more and more roads that seem to lead to quitting.
Because nobody's deserving of it. That's so great. It's so mean-spirited. It's awesome.
And it's probably true.
So by default, you should win because everybody else sucks?
That's exactly right.
Oh, wow. And that's even more insulting. That. Wow. Oh, my God.
It's just time to expose everyone.
The stakes are really getting higher.
Wow.
Just saying.
Somebody's been up late last night, right? All right, when we come back, we're going to read this. I have the envelope.
Oh, come on. You're doing this, you're doing this America's Got Talent style?
Yep.
We don't get to find out till after the break?
Nope. And as a matter of fact, we have, what was it? What was the, not America's Got Talent, what was the singing one?
American Idol.
That's what he would do on Idol all the time.
And we have Mark who can throw us to a voiceover when we come back with the results.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
The results when we return. KFI.
Hi, more Gina Grad.
I lead copy. If you want any more than that, you'll need additional copy. I don't know. What is the thing called? Employee of the Month?
We'll be back with the announcement for Employee of the Month. Live on KFI AM 640. Next.
KFI AM 640. It is the Conway Show. And I have the winner of the Employee of the Month in the envelope right here, and I'm opening it. Ow. And the winner is...
Come on, big money, no whammies.
All right, the winner... Okay, it's... There's the name right there. It's not... Mark Thompson.
No.
All right. It's not Angel Martinez.
Woo! Yeah!
Are you kidding me?
Yeah!
Are you kidding
me? Yes!
There's got to be something wrong.
Well, recount.
Are you sure?
Recount.
Yeah, recount. Yeah. You got to get Giuliani on this.
Yeah.
It's not Gina Grad.
What? Come on.
Isn't that crazy?
Looking good.
I said, so, you know, whammies.
Whoa. What? If,
so, what's your mom's name?
Marlis.
Yeah.
Marlis?
Yeah. You got a problem with that? Mondo? Try me right
Marvelous.
Now. I'm pissed.
Marvelously disappointed.
That's right. Humiliated. I'll never be able to go back to Kansas.
Oh, my God.
Well, you're not in Kansas thing. Anymore.
Thank you, Mondo.
Never heard that before. But. No. All right. And it is not... It is not...
Mondo.
It is not...
Mondo.
Not it's not Mondo.
Whoa!
What? That's I just lost. Another bet
oh,
I
dude,
lose.
You are a loser with a bet.
Are you serious?
I am shocked.
Are you
I am really
freaking serious?
It's not Mondo.
What?
It's not Mondo.
You guys, he's pissed.
How many, no, he's really
are
pissed.
You
I'll tell you
how many transplants and blood transfusions does a guy have to get to be employee of the month?
I'm having this sharp pain just, in my heart right now.
I think you should have.
So honored. To accept this award.
I feel like I'm going
to
pass out.
Wait. Okay. So the winner is, ladies and gentlemen.
It's not easy working with,
Okay. Hold on one sec. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner is.
Such a load.
Not Sharon Bellio.
What?
Oh, this is like, Murder on the Orient Express or something. This is unreal.
This is that thing you do when you pretend that it isn't, but it really is.
It's not. It's not Sharon Bellio.
Is this like when you told Mark that it was Wednesday when the show started?
Right.
I'm reading the name right in front of me. It's not Bellio. It's not Angel. It's not Mark. It's not Mondo. And it's not Gina.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And when he comes back, employee of the month.
They'll kill me. The employee of the month has been described as follows. All right. And by the way, I thought it was a lock, right? A lock for Mondo. I thought there's no way Mondo, maybe Bellio. I don't know, but man, oh
can
man.
Can you check it again?
Here's how they describe.
Read it again.
I'll look at it again. No, there's no M-O-N-D-O. No, no Mondo.
Maybe it's Armando because that's my legal name.
Yeah.
Well, but there's a note on my desk that says F Mondo. Maybe that's it.
Is that your personal note?
All right. Here's what the coworker said about him.
Wow.
He eats, sleeps, and drinks KFI. He understands the audience and knows the shows and knows what the shows need. He works his ass off, runs the department in and out of the newsroom. When news breaks, he's on it, trusted by so many people, and he has a nice ass. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner is Steve Gregory.
Woo!
Wow!
Steve Gregory.
Woo!
Oh, my God.
Woo! Steve
Gregory.
That's a good one.
Well, no one can be unhappy with that. Steve's a
right.
good guy.
And Steve's great. Working. And you know what?
God.
Steve hates this award, so it's so fitting that I couldn't get a hold of him for the last hour.
Yeah. Well, that's because he's working.
Yeah.
Right. Not hanging out waiting for your call.
It's his phone's dead. You know, the one skill he doesn't have is to keep his phone charged. That's the only skill he doesn't
have. So who's going to accept this award on his behalf?
Oh, I think Bellio knows him best. That's a cue.
I know. I'm getting ready. I know him so well that he really would not like to accept the award for him.
I can't wait till he gives his speech, man.
Oh,
it's going to be scorched earth.
They irritate him with those. So tell us about Steve Gregory.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They have to do those spots.
He really is the heart and soul of this station. And I cannot wait to see what he has to say about this.
Oh, my God.
He's great. He really is.
He is terrific.
And he's going to be
so pissed.
The heart
and soul of the station sounds like you're laying it on a little thick. But
he's going to be so pissed.
Can't wait to tell Steve that Mark doesn't like him.
I think he's deserving of it. I think he's quite, I just think heart and soul is a little over the top.
Yeah, tell him that to his face.
Yeah. Hey, look, if somebody if you're going to say to Greg Ashlock, you know, you've got to fire Steve Gregory, and Steve Gregory and people who say, no, you can't fire Steve Gregory, he's the heart and soul of the station. I think that a lot of people can make that case and save his job.
Yeah,
I really do.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Well, everyone thinks it, but Mark.
I guess I stand corrected. Yeah, I couldn't make the case, actually. But I can make the case how great he is, and I think he's an incredible newsman. And I think he is deserving of this award, but I don't think I can make the case that he's the heart and soul. Okay. This is an awkward time for me to make this argument. Let me just say that. You know, normally
should we go back to talking about Sheila Kuehl?
Can I get back to defending Sheila Kuehl? I'd like to take on another tough client. Right.
So who do you hate Steve more than you love Sheila?
This is what you and the mainstream media do. You take people's words and you twist them. Yeah, I know it.
That's so great. Yeah.
Real quick, I'm sorry. I'm doing this in honor of Steve Gregory, who would have wanted it this way. He's alive and well, by the way. There's some breaking news in Vernon. There's a hazmat scare at a food processing plant. We'll get some more info on that.
But two people sent to the hospital because of this hazardous situation. Live in the sky, not overhead.
Yeah. And that's where there's a lot of food processing down in Vernon. I think that Vernon means processed meat in Canadian or something.
And when they say food processing, we know what we're saying, right?
Delicious meats.
Yeah. Okay.
Flavors in the face.
Yeah. Oh, that's so brutal. Anyway, congratulations, Steve.
Steve Gregory, nice if you're listening, congratulations. And I know you're pissed that you won. KFI AM 640. It's the Conway Show. I just text Steve Gregory. Mark Thompson's with us, by the way, till 9:30 tonight. I just text Steve Gregory and told him he won. And his response was capital F, capital U, capital and capital Mondo. Mondo. I can't.
Tim, you can't.
I can't spell it.
No, you can't. And we have a special guest on the phone.
Is it Steve Gregory?
Yeah, one and only.
Steve Gregory.
That's cool. Steve Woo! Gregory. Congratulations.
Congratulations, buddy. Employee of the month.
Woo! No, that's not true.
Totally true.
No.
Yep.
I'm too grumpy. I'm too grumpy for me to be employee of the month. No one. What are you talking about?
That's why they did it.
I said.
There's no way.
They did it because you hate it.
I know, exactly. I'll bet you any amount of money Mark Thompson stuffed the ballot box.
The contrary.
Actually, I was saying earlier that I think you're the heart and soul of KFI.
I'd like to call foul, sir.
It's funny that you would say that. I'm delighted and really refreshed that they made this decision.
He is really using this mulligan from Steve not listening to last segment.
Sorry. I mean, the one night I finally take off earlier than I should. I'm not earlier than I should, earlier than I usually do. And then I was on the call with my family and catching up on things. I didn't know anyone was getting a hold of me. Sorry about that.
Your coworker said about you. He eats, sleeps, and drinks KFI. He understands the audience and knows what the shows need. He works his ass off, runs the department in and out of the newsroom. When news breaks, he's on it, often long before someone calls him about it. I can tell you that's true. And trusted by so many people in law enforcement that he gets exclusives that no one else gets. Plus, the nicest ass in KFI.
I said that.
Now, that was Thompson. That was Thompson.
That was me.
Yeah. Well, I know exactly who said that one. That had to be Shannon Farron. She's always liked my ass.
Well, you should dedicate the next week or so to try to track down each and every comment and who made it.
You know what? That's very nice. I'm truly humbled. I'm not big on this kind of stuff, but I'm truly, truly humbled by that. And, you know, I have the best radio family in the business. I really do.
Yeah, well, let's see how good they're going to be to you when they make you do all those stupid promos.
Oh, I can't wait for the promos!
No,
No, I'm not doing promos.
You got to do them.
You got to do them. That's territory.
I'm Steve Gregory. When I first started in the business, it was just me and a guy named Patrick. Patrick Healy. Remember him?
I'm not doing those promos.
Yeah,
I'm going to have someone else do them. I don't want
to
do them.
They're going to give your award to the runner-up if you don't do them. Well, that's like saying if Miss America can't fulfill her duties.
Thank you. It's a miss. Oh, you got to do it.
Okay, who is the runner-up?
I don't know.
You'd have to go into the voting and actually see. You're not going to. You got to do it. It comes with the territory, as Gina says. You got to do it. When you win the Super Bowl, you got to say, I'm going to Disneyland. You know what I mean? That's just the thing.
I remember when William they gave Barr. This award to my coworker, Mr. Dunphy, and from the desert to the sea of all Southern California, good evening. All that crap you got to do.
You know, I was texting Dan Rather earlier this morning about the state of things. Dan and I go way back. He's a hard-nosed reporter.
Steve, employee of the month. You get a $100 check. And I
was going to ask, is there money associated with it? It's $100?
Yes. Okay. There's money and a scratch-off or something.
Oh.
And a trophy.
And a trophy.
Oh.
You can put it next to your golden mics.
Well, that's true. I could. I guess I could. Yeah. Very good.
He does have a lot of golden mics.
Yeah, he does.
Hey, Steve, what means more to you, your golden mics or your employee of the month trophy?
Well, I haven't seen the trophy yet, so I don't know how it measures up.
Oh, you're going to go just on the aesthetics? You don't really, it's not about really the significance?
Well, you know, it could be, but it really is about the hardware. I want to see how it stacks up next to the golden mic. I mean, you know, I have, I don't know how many I have, but I want to stack them up next to them, see how it looks.
Oh, okay. Hey, Steve.
Yo.
How pissed are you?
Yeah, Conway said you'd be really pissed.
Yeah, that's not my jam, but I know it's a lot of people are very excited about it, and I just I appreciate the accolades from my colleagues and my friends, I really do, but I've never been one for this kind of stuff. It's funny, I'm just never been one for this stuff. So,
right. Well, you're doing a great disguise. Really hiding it.
Yeah.
So kudos to you. Wherever you learn those improv skills, man, they're paying off.
Learn them from Chris Little.
Well, if it's any consolation, everybody on the show desperately wanted to be Employee of the Month. But of course, they've given it to the one guy who doesn't really want to be acknowledged this way. I'm sure he's honored, as he says, but he's not really, you know.
Why do you think they're so quiet? Well, they hate this. They all wanted it to win.
Well, Mark, how explain to me how I should be acting?
You're acting humbly. You're acting fine. You're acting yourself. I'm just saying
the guy who had, guy who beat cancer, you know, diabetes, heart disease, and you know, kidney disease, got screwed.
And spending 3 months in the hospital.
Months in the hospital without any visitors because of COVID.
Yeah, Mondo's got as many.
Mondo, you know what, Mondo? If you're there, I'm here. You are more than welcome to everything. You can have the trophy and the scratchers, but check.
The trophy is actually in the shape of Mondo's old heart.
Oh,
that is... It's a bronze heart.
It's a kidney.
It's a kidney, bronze kidney. No, I, you know. Well, thank you very much.
All right,
buddy. Appreciate it.
All right, I know you probably won't be able to sleep tonight. You're going to be on tilt, but congratulations, buddy.
Once they reopen restaurants, we'll celebrate in a proper manner.
But Thompson, I miss our Booze Day Tuesdays. We used to do Booze Day Tuesdays.
I just drove by there the other night, and I was thinking, God, I missed that place. So we used to throw back a couple of martinis.
Where'd you go?
We used to go to Chow Christina.
Yeah, right down the road.
Oh, Chow Christina.
Chow Christina.
Yeah, we used to go down there, and we had our own table, and Thompson would get his martini. I'd get my Italian beer, and we had a big pizza.
You had your own table.
Good time. We had our own table.
We had quite a group would assemble occasionally, so it was quite cool.
Hey, Tim.
Good time.
Yeah. Tim, you think they would just go there and just order whatever they
want? You got friends or family in town. You could just go there and eat, you know? Drag them along.
Just go there.
Don't mock the employee of the month,
Steve,
okay, guys?
Steve, this might make you happy. I just got off the phone with my lawyer, and we're exploring options of a recount. So.
All right.
So that might
make you
happy.
I was just going to say, maybe William Barr will get involved. Maybe we'll have it all figured out by then.
Yeah, this has not been certified at all.
That's right.
Mm. I mean, I'm employee of the month elect?
That's right.
Provisionally, okay.
And no briefings until you get confirmed. All right, buddy. Enjoy yourself. Get some sleep tonight.
Thanks, pal. You guys have a great night. Thanks.
Sounds like he's on cloud nine.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll be able to sleep.
Man, is he vibrating? Oof. Man, that's what it's like to win. I mean, you get all, get crazy and you start, thinking about your life and how great it is and how the employees they love you and you start, getting emotional and, man, the cheer and the happiness that goes into it is just great.
Yeah, I could hear that.
All right, we're live on KFI. More now with Gina Grad.